According to North Dakota Soybean Growers Association government liaison Phil Murphy, there is about 1 month's time left for North Dakota lawmakers to finish their work. Several budgets that include agriculture and the state bonding bill continue to be main points of contention.
The NDSU Research and Extension budget bill, the governor asked for a 15% cut, but Senator Probst reinstated that to a hold even budget, and we'll see what the House Appropriations does with it now. They've got it. They're working in subcommittee with that. There is a revenue forecast that both committees of appropriations from both houses heard. They're going to take a look at that possibly as early as Thursday and decide, you know, whatever they think they need to do to get the most accurate reflection of what kind of money North Dakota will have to deal with going forward. And then we'll have to apply that to the bonding bills and the big money bills, and those big ones usually come at the end.
Other legislation moving forward throughout the system deals with grain inspection services, water, and landowner rights. One item that threw decision makers for a loop is funding from the recently passed American Rescue Plan.
With $1.9 trillion, North Dakota gets $1.36 billion coming in with that. We don't know exactly where how much of that can be transferred, but hopefully that will help our roads and bridges. The counties are going to get some, depending on population in the cities. We had gotten halfway home on a 3-cent gas tax increase, and maybe that'll keep going. That's about 7.4 million per penny, so that'd be a couple, $22 million there for roads. Not a lot these days, but something.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.